You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If it's your call, should ICE stay or should ICE go? That's it. Let's start right there. If it's your call, and we're talking about where you live, and I don't know what percentage of folks who listen to us live in Minnesota, because we have a lot of folks who stream the show, a lot of folks who podcast the show outside the area, but for most, they have some sort of Minnesota connection. Do you believe ICE should stay or ICE should go? I'd love phone calls. I'd love to give you the opportunity to elaborate on your opinion. 651-461-9226. I apologize for the voice. Two weeks ago today, I was sick. I was sick for about 5-6 days. And oh, goody, I'm worried he's coming back. So the voice is going to try to hang in here. Dave, you're going to cuddle with me during the break so I can try to get you sick as soon as possible. You excited about that possibility?
Not terribly.
Not terribly. Dave Harrigan, I normally 99.99% of the time give my opinion first. I respect you immensely. You get the call. Donald Trump and Ice Barbie, who both lied yesterday. Let's just be crystal clear. We made that point repeatedly yesterday. Let's make it again. Their assessment of the video and the circumstances when, by the way, we need a full investigation. We do. We need to know what happened before. We need to see different angles. We need to talk to people. But from what we saw yesterday, it is crystal bleeping clear that the Commander-in-Chief and Kristi Noem both lied in their assessments. Come on. Just show a morsel of objectivity. You know they both lied. Dave, should ICE go or should ICE stay?
They should go at least for a short time.
How come?
I think the city needs a cooling down period. I think that's fairly obvious. You're not going to have any ICE action anywhere in the Twin Cities area right now that is not met, going to be met with protesters mm-hmm. that are angry,
yep.
that are getting in officers' faces. I don't know what good they can do right now, and I would be fearful that the bad that could happen, as we saw yesterday,
mm-hmm.
would outweigh any possible good they could do right now.
They 100% should go, and when they come back, their path has to be better. Let's be honest. Prime Minister Stephen Miller isn't happy with the numbers of individuals who are arrested and extracted from the country. He's the number two most powerful person in this administration. In third place, ain't close. And his ravings and his words frighten me. The border button up the way it is. Good. Excellent. Woeful. Miserable. Awful. Incompetent when Joe Biden was in charge of the border. But just going up, I don't know if you saw the video. Yesterday, U.S. Border Patrol is just going up to Uber drivers and demanding to show ID. We've reported this before, sometimes here in this state, sometimes across the country. Going to churches, going to schools, going to hospitals. And if I walked out, guess what? They wouldn't check my ID. They wouldn't ask for my ID. But if I walked out with Henry Lake from this staff, they'd ask for Henry's ID. That's it. There isn't anything leading him to suspect that Henry is not from here, but just Henry's black. He's not white. And I would encourage you to watch this very intelligent Uber driver at the airport yesterday, where then he proves that he graduated from college here and is an engineer. And the one guy said, well, talking about your accent, you know, because your accent, we need to see your ID. His accent? Are you bleeping kidding me? So again, let's just say this for the, I'm not going to say this much more, but I'll say it again here. Anybody who doesn't want violent criminals out of here is wrong, and there's about five of you on out of 340 million. So let's stop with that silly premise. But just showing up in overwhelming numbers to send intimidation and to create chaos and create conflict and to have harrowing, frightening, and loss of life situations like yesterday no longer works. I understand the president of the United States who thinks he's a dictator. He really does. By the way, we're going to get into the BCA conversation multiple times. Two tremendous guests already on this, and we might even have a third. Former U.S. Attorney Tom Heffelfinger. We'll talk about this. Two-time former U.S. Attorney. Oh, no. He was appointed by a Republican. I must not have received my George Soros talking points on having Tom Heffelfinger on. Mike Freeman, former Hennepin County attorney. How many cases has he been involved in and turned over to the BCA? But the president, he wants shock and awe. He wants to scare the bleep out of people. His campaign, his presidency is not for the totality of America. It's not. It's for his supporters, made up by a high percentage of white individuals in this country. My friend, longtime Minneapolis police officer Tony Adams is going to join us at 1:35, just like we had Blair Anderson on yesterday, to talk about this scenario again. I said Renee Good, and God rest her soul, she absolutely should still be here today. I said she was in the wrong yesterday by parking the way she did. She was in the wrong for not getting out of the vehicle when the officers asked her to. But there are moments of panic. There are moments of anxiety. And seeing more videos later, Dave, one of the videos shows, what does she say? She says something like, I'm letting them go or something. This is when the officers are approaching her. And the two from behind are starting to move from the back of the car to the front of the car. And she backs up. And she's clearly turning to the right. Does the ICE officer have enough time to understand that? That's the debate. Would a reasonable officer under similar training do the same thing? DHS policy lays out There better be extraordinary circumstances for you to shoot a moving vehicle. Almost all agencies, when I was looking for it yesterday, when I sought out people either on TV or contacts, where they do not want you in front of a vehicle. But I get how fast things are going. The first shot, if you're going to say he thought his life was in jeopardy, we can have that debate. How are you defending shots 2 and 3, Dave? Into the open window. How are you defending those shots then?
I don't know. As the video was slowing down yesterday by a lot of people, I mean, to just snail's speed, and you can clearly see shot number one going through the windshield as he's still kind of halfway in front of the vehicle.
Yep.
And shots 2 and 3 through the driver's side window.
That's indisputable, right? We have the clear-cut evidence. Chris Maddle, one of the best defense attorneys this state has had in decades, also happens to be running for governor. Chris Maddle, 12:35. We got a nice lineup of guests today. We're working on one more. We got Jason. So should I stay or should ICE go? Pat's already in hole. Hang on, Pat. Do you want to defend ICE? No problem. You can have that opportunity. You want to say they need to go? You're with me and you're with Dave. Dave's more for a short period of time. I'm saying they have to go and they cannot come back in this manner. It has to be more surgical. More respectful. Now, when we're talking felons, don't put anybody in law enforcement in harm's way. They are different. But when you're going to just go up to Uber drivers or people at a store, at a Menards, like our friend Blair Anderson, former St. Cloud police chief, that's what we're doing, just going to hang out at Menards now? That's America. That's the track we really want to go. Root out evil. Find those who have committed violent offenses. But just anybody who doesn't look like me, they got to show their ID. That's America today. That's gross. Let's pause. We'll talk about Amber at the bottom of the hour. Let's go. 651-461-9226.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Let's go right away, Dave. What do we have for today's bumper music theme?
We have nothing but local music, Minnesota music today, because we need something we can be happy about.
That's true. For our business, it helps to have things to discuss. We can find things to discuss. We can do Texas topic. We can do Am I Wrong? We can do overrated, underrated. Let's have a little peace for a while.
Be nice.
Just would be a novel concept. Should ICE go or should ICE stay? Long list of texts. I want to get to those. I want to get to calls also. Do not forget, Republican gubernatorial candidate and highly praised defense attorney Chris Maddle in about 12 minutes. Pat, thank you so much for listening. Go ahead. You're on WCCO.
Hi. Hey, Chad. Yeah, I've never called in before, but I just this issue is just too big for me to ignore. I want ICE out. They're not doing anything that seems to be what they said they're going to be doing. They're just intimidating people, scaring people. I don't live in Minneapolis. I'm north of the cities, but I still am fearful. Going, you know, even to my local Walmart or something, I'm constantly looking around just to make sure that there aren't armed military-looking people walking around. I mean, what happened yesterday is what I said it would happen when they first started talking about this sort of stuff. So definitely, I want to be on the get 'em out side. Thank you.
Pat, I'm glad you called. Call in again. Let's work in some text. Along with the calls. Their mission of safety actually puts more people in danger. They need to go. Well, I could get a little bit of water here. That's what's happened. If you believe in the president, and obviously he won because he won every swing state, that's a decisive victory. Just is. And you believe he's right in trying to track down not just the violent criminals who came in this country illegally, but all. I differ on that. I'm not worried at all about someone who came here 15 years ago, and it's my next door neighbor. And I put out my recycling, and they're right next to me. Or I get a hot chocolate, and they're in the vehicle behind me. Or I go to a golf course, and they're the chef, or they're the general manager. You know, that I, for some crazy reason, they're just my neighbors, they're my friends, or they're my acquaintances, or I don't know them, but I just give them a nod or something. That shouldn't be the emphasis to me, okay? But I know others are like, everybody's got to go. I wonder how you would have been, by the way, if you Mexico, impoverished, feel like you have no hope, and you could go to the greatest country on the planet, right nearby, and you have a wife and two kids, and right now you're struggling to find a bleeping job. And you go there and you know what? You work like three jobs and your wife works two jobs and your kids are enrolled in schools and they're doing well. But because you were born in Lakeville and you're white, you think that person needs to just go back to the back of the line, go back to a country where they haven't been for 20 years, where they didn't have a chance, where here they're not a productive member of society.
They might have an accent, Chad.
Yeah, they might have an accent. But the mission, if you even believe in it, has caused more chaos than results. How can you even defend the other side of that argument?
I don't think you can. We hear numbers that we have no idea if they're true, but it seems like anywhere ice goes right now is the exact word you said. It's chaos. It doesn't always end in violence. It doesn't always end in death as it did yesterday. But it brings protesters. It brings anger. It brings tension. It brings strife. It, you know, it brings just tumult within neighborhoods all around the country right now.
Yep.
Well, I shouldn't say all around the country.
No,
we know what states. We know what states.
Here we go again for the Trump defenders. And I'm about to get to Kevin and Greg, too. Why aren't we dealing with illegal immigrants in, I don't know, Florida, Texas, Mississippi, Arizona, Arkansas, the Dakotas? How many more Republican states can I give you? Because if you think there are no illegal immigrants, then you think I'm a 17-time Masters winner. He's only doing it in states that he didn't win, and in particular, if a governor had the temerity to speak out and call him out. Sometimes way too far. When the governor was joking about Trump's absence for multiple days on social media and kind of whimsically saying, well, maybe we'll get some news, that was gross. Called it out. Some of the other comments by the governor. Too far. Last 2 days, I thought measured, right on, and appropriate. This is from the guy who's been highly, highly, highly critical of fraud and has said he shouldn't run. But you know what you can have every once in a while? I know this is a crazy concept. Open mind. You don't have to just prejudge a situation instantly so it suits your political beliefs. Open your mind. It's a crazy concept. Kevin has called in. Kevin, thank you so much for listening. Go ahead. You're on CCO.
Two quick points. I've been in situations multiple times where I've had to defend my life, and you have absolutely no idea how that 3 or 4 or 5 seconds goes. You don't sound like a person who's had to defend their lives or had their bones in their skull broken while you're out doing your job. You have no idea how that works.
Well, what particular phrase or comment did I say where I was not emphasizing how fast things can happen? Because in the first segment, I talked about that for the individual in the vehicle and for the officer in front of the car. I said the same thing verbatim.
Sitting there critiquing the fact that one shot went through the windshield and the two went through the driver's side door in a matter of, I don't know, a few tenths of a second. You're sitting there Monday morning quarterback in a life.
I'm a talk show host. I'm allowed to give my opinion, much like you're allowed to disagree with me. If by the way, you know the policy of almost all law enforcement, it's not to be in front of a vehicle, right? You know the policy of DHS is outside of extraordinary circumstances to not shoot a moving vehicle, right? Do you know that?
And this person,
do you know that? I didn't hear an answer. Yes,
yes
or no? Do you know?
I've heard that.
Okay, it's correct.
And who created the situation that got her shot?
Who called her out, Kevin, and said she shouldn't have been there. She shouldn't have put the car in that position, and she should have got out of the car. That was me. You're cherry picking words I didn't say. You're not listening. I called her out yesterday for her. I'm sorry she's gone. She should still be here. I'm not in favor of anybody putting their car perpendicular to stop. She should have got out of the car. The officer in a rush, I do wonder what almost all officers would do. It's hard, even when you have that training. But And again, I'm saying I can see other officers shooting in that circumstance. I can. But to continue to shoot in the window, wrong. And I guarantee I could line up hundreds of officers who would agree with that point. Thank you. Greg, you're next. You're on CCO.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I listen to your show a lot.
Thank you, sir.
And, there's so many layers to this, you know. David Axelrod last night had an interesting point, like, what's the training these people are getting? They're getting them off the street. They're getting $50,000 bonuses. We don't know. I mean, they look like they're having a good time. I mean, it's just what it seems like. It seems like they're bullies. They're pushing old people down. They're laughing at people. They're kicking people. They're moving umbrellas to spray people in the face. I mean, seriously, they are like goons. They are not like professional law enforcement. I'm sure there's some that are, but it doesn't seem like they are. And it's really making me angry. And the way that the federal government is just coming at our city and our metro area and going to, you know, like the officer said yesterday, in the Fridley Menards, and they mm-hmm. went to Roosevelt High School yesterday and yep. they arrested staff members and, you know, who were trying to protect the kids coming out of school. I mean, this is an all-out assault on Minnesota, and even rural Minnesota, you know, the people who don't think that this is a bad thing, many of them, they're wrong, because this is something that if you let them do this and you don't stand up against this, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And like you said, Trump thinks he's a dictator. One other thing on the layer of this issue is just that our U.S. government has ignored this for decades. I mean, Ronald Reagan at one point gave 12 million people amnesty and a path to citizenship. You can't just go up the roofing crews and say, okay, and that's what the Supreme Court ruled. They ruled that because you work on a roofing crew, that's good enough reason, and that's a horrible decision by our Supreme Court.
I got to jump in. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it. I'm going to say this. I still believe a high number of the ICE officers are good individuals, and they are following what they are told to do. The problem is, much like protesters, like some of the protesters yesterday, when they're breaking into vehicles and they're pelting with snowballs, uncalled for, absolutely unequivocally wrong, they can stand out, Dave, over the other protesters who are peacefully showing up.
Of course they do.
The ICE officers who are your neighbors, just like I was talking about, who have kids on your team. This is my job. So many of them are doing their job properly, but because others are bullies, over the top, they are allowing people to paint with a broad brush and question what's going on. Chris Maddle, when we come back, I want to talk Amber Scholl right now. I want to talk insurance. We all need it. We need it for a motorcycle. We need it for a car. We need it for our house. Maybe it's a condo. Maybe snowmobile. Maybe it's the jet ski. Whatever you have. And then guess what? You want a couple things. You want comprehensive, and you want to pay as little as possible. I've been using the same office, which is affiliated with directly American Family, since I moved back here in 1990. Great office. Amber Scholl has been with this office 16 years. Now running it for a number of years. Running better than ever. Nobody wants to pay more, and nobody wants to find out if something isn't right, where they didn't have the right coverage. Reach out to my friend Amber Scholl, again, with American Family. But you don't want a 1-800 number. You want a local office. TeamScholl.com. If you're wondering how it's spelled, S-C-H-O-L-L.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Over the years on this show, I have said a number of times, if I needed to be represented by a top flight defense attorney, give me the late, great Joe Freeberg. We miss Joe. And give me this guy, Chris Maddle. And he knows stories like this extraordinarily well. Highly, highly successful defense attorney. And he's also in pursuit of becoming the next governor of the state. Chris has joined us many times over the years. And once again, Chris is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. You know better than me that a thorough investigation takes a period of time and that videos are the classic cliche. They're a snapshot, but they can be illustrative. They can inform us. As a man who has defended police officers and others for decades with a high success ratio, you tell me your overall feeling of what you witnessed from the videos about what took place yesterday morning.
Chad, it's always great to be on your show, and I love just listening to you, and I love listening to your callers and you talking to them. So thank you, number one, sir.
Very kind.
Being on your show. So with respect to your question, I don't know. And because this is one of the things, as you know, I represented Ryan Lonergan, the state trooper that was charged by Mary Moriarty in 2024.
Correct.
And
I agreed with you 100%.
What immediately came out there were some squad videos and some body cam videos, but not everything. And there was an immediate rush to judgment and I called this out on several occasions, that the Star Tribune did a subheadline saying that Trooper Lonergan shot Ricky Cobb as his hand was going towards the gear shift. And when I got all the videos, I could show that conclusively that was false. And there's this immediate rush that people like to do. And I get it. You know, something, you know, really sad like this happens where there's a loss of life and people want to get their emotions behind it. The thing that I really think is important, I haven't seen all these videos. And you have to look at all those things in order to make any assessment. And that's where I would just ask everybody, just take a breath on this stuff. Let the investigation, you know, go forward. Because, you know, it's my understanding that there were numerous different videos from ICE agents that were taken that day, too. And
right.
We haven't seen any of that.
Yep.
So it's just really hard, I think. And I get, you know, from the standpoint, First Amendment, I love it. And people want to talk about it. That's great. My problem is when you have politicians coming out and saying this in positions of power and putting their thumb on the scale. I think that is absolutely wrong.
Well, so let's cite a few of them. The mayor of Minneapolis came out quickly and said, if this is self-defense, if there's the spinning of that, don't buy it. It's BS. Let's talk about Kristi Noem, Homeland Security Director. I mean, you're a smart man. What Kristi Noem said yesterday doesn't match up with any facts we know. The President of the United States distorted facts. I believe, to the credit of Tom Homan, in an interview he had with Tony DeCopel yesterday, when DeCopel was trying to get him on the record, he said, I need to see more. Brian O'Hara, the police chief, I need to see more. So I think your words are very measured and appropriate. But you have talked to many, many police officers over the years. What is your feeling about? Because you know from studying this that the training says don't get in front of a vehicle, right? And do not shoot a moving vehicle most of the time. And then let me also add, because this is the totality story. I don't agree with her in any way. Putting your vehicle in the road, trying to stop what is taking place, protest, speak out, but you can't impede the investigation that way. And once again, I'll also add, once they say you need to get out of the vehicle, she needs to get out of the vehicle.
So, again, a couple of things. So when I announced I was running for governor, I immediately, even before my speech was done, I had the Democrats attacking me for some of the representations that I've done. Since I've been running for governor, I've got Republicans attacking me because I said that they haven't done anything on fraud. I think both of, you know, with respect to the representation, I'm proud of all my representation. With respect to the Republicans' criticism of me, I'm proud of that too, because I know that it's true. So I have no problem telling you that when politicians on either side of this issue come out and try to prejudge facts without seeing everything, it's wrong. And it's just full stop, it's wrong. What we should be doing is concentrating on the integrity of the investigation and not trying to prejudice anybody with respect to literally anything with respect to this incident. And I think, frankly, that what we should really be doing is recognizing that this was a tragedy for Renee Good and her family.
Yes.
I mean, nobody wants, you know, I felt the same way, frankly, about the Ricky Cobb family with Ryan Londrigan. Nobody wants to lose a son, let alone, you know, have them die by a gunshot wound. But with respect to your statement, I heard the exact same thing with respect to Ryan Londrigan. You never, ever shoot at a moving vehicle. Well, in that case, again, Ryan Londrigan was saving the life of his partner, and he was close to being dragged. It really
is that different, though, Chris?
The circumstance.
Let me just jump in because you know this case inside out. I feel like I know it okay, but nowhere you, the other officer is inside the vehicle, which is part of the reason why I came out quickly saying, "What do you expect?
Did.
What do you expect Londrigan to do? He has to defend his partner."
You did.
I don't know if we've seen enough of that so far in this case. And in fact, when he shoots Chris, his other officers are awfully close to where that where the bullets ended up ending the life of Renee Good. That part to me was very dangerous.
And I heard the exact same thing, Chad, on Ryan's case when he shot Ricky Cobb. His partner, Seide, was literally going over Cobb trying to unbuckle his seatbelt, and people were saying it was so dangerous what you did. And also on this, with respect to this officer, it's my understanding just in July, he was dragged by another car. And in that circumstance, he used his taser in order to try to stop the person. He didn't immediately use his firearm. So my point here is that I don't know. You don't know. And it sounds like, you know, with respect to that incident where this officer, this ICE agent, was dragged, if this guy is the cowboy that he's being portrayed to be, then why back in July wasn't he shooting into that car when he's being dragged? As we all know, that there's numerous incidences where police have been dragged to their death. Why didn't he do it then? So there's just so much more that needs to come out. I just ask everybody, just take a breath on this thing. Let the investigation unfold. And all these facts are going to come out. All these videos are going to come out. That's the beauty of the Transparency, the Freedom of Information Act, that at some point everybody's going to see all this. But I get so upset when people are like, oh, yeah, you know, you got Jacob Fry or anybody even from D.C. saying, you know, the opposite.
Can I just chime into that
process?
As we're speaking, I'm looking at the vice president right now who's addressing the media and is clearly pointing the finger at Renee Good right now, saying the ICE agent will be protected by absolute immunity, that this was her fault, her own doing. So they have J.D. Vance out quickly defending wholly what the ICE officer did. Let me ask you this part, because the news came out today that the FBI is going to conduct this investigation without involvement of the BCA. I understand this is a federal agent. I get that it's different than if it's a Minneapolis resident. But for pure independence and for all the evidence, which you've cited multiple times, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, don't you think the BCA also should be a part of this investigation?
No, and let me tell you why. Lonergan's case was investigated by the BCA. You know who the first person to call me and tell me that the charges were going to be dropped were? BCA agents called me and told me that, and they felt that they were being pressured into coming in the line with respect to the prosecution against Trooper Lonergan.
So let me just get you on the record. Do you think the BCA is an independent organization?
All I know is, based upon my experience in talking to these BCA agents, they felt that they were being pressured in order to go after Trooper Lonergan. And I don't know who was doing that within BCA. I don't know if that was coming from Mary Moriarty or whomever, but that's what they told me. And I know that this is so political right now. You've got the governor right now coming out right up and saying, calling ICE Gestapo and calling them Nazis and this sort of thing.
Well, that was months
ago.
Who's BCA
report up to?
Yeah.
They report up to the governor.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's again, on these high profile cases, it gets so difficult for an attorney to represent somebody and just telling everybody, hey, just take a breath, wait, let stuff come out. And rather than all this politically charged nature, I keep coming back to the Good family. And I just, you know, I understand that she had children, and I have kids. I can't imagine the pain that they are feeling in something like this. And I also share your view, though, as well. You know, we can't be impeding law enforcement on these things. There is a time, place, and manner for First Amendment protests. And I totally support that. I totally support people standing up and saying, I hate or I love the president. I think that that is emblematic of our Constitution. And I think it's everybody's right to do that. But I can't decide, hey, listen, there's an IRS agent that's coming to my door because I haven't paid taxes. I think I'm just going to go block his access so he can't get back to his office.
No,
I can't do that.
Three last points. We'll let Chris Maddle go. He is with us. Highly successful defense attorney in this state for decades, now running to be the next governor of the state of Minnesota. I felt like with Tim Walz in the race that you absolutely had a lane for individuals like me, centrists like me, who have voted independent, Republicans and Democrats, and for those 10-15% and a lot of the folks who may have voted for Tim Walz maybe once, maybe twice, but looked at the fraud story and said, my God, this just cannot continue. Now we know Walz is out. If it's Amy Klobuchar, is your path more difficult now?
Amy Klobuchar is a formidable candidate, but in my view, it's same circus, different clowns. The question I would just ask you and for all of your listeners, there's two major things that we need to do with respect to fraud in Minnesota. The first one is to stop it so people aren't stealing our money. The second one is to actually investigate what happened within the Walz administration. What was known and when did they know it? We're now finding out investigator of the Office of Legislative Audit that there are backdated documents, creating documents, which to me is a potential federal crime called misprision a felony. Who did the governor meet with immediately before he decided that he wasn't going to run? He met with Senator Klobuchar. Is there a person in Minnesota that can honestly say that they believe that Senator Klobuchar is going to be absolutely transparent with respect to the Walz administration's complicity or deliberate indifference with respect to fraud? It's not going to happen, Chad.
She's not
going to permit that to happen.
Some people, Chris, and these are mainly opponents of Tim Walz, but their voice should be heard, believe that Tim Walz potentially should face criminal charges. From what you know, do those comments have any credibility at this point?
This is the same sort of thing that I'm talking about with respect to others. I don't know. The facts aren't known. I do know, and I've talked about this before in videos, misprision a felony is a federal offense. It's a felony. And it's somebody that has knowledge of a federal crime and takes an affirmative act to conceal it. It sounds like that is happening in the Walz administration. And I think it was just borne out by this Office of Legislative Audit. How high that goes up, I don't know. But I can tell you something really just doesn't make sense here. I mean, how many different areas of fraud need to happen before we kind of ask, why are somebody permitting this to go on over and over again? I mean, at some point, you're just going, hey, you know, this doesn't make sense why you're not stopping it. So I don't want to prejudge anything. I think it deserves a full, transparent investigation. And that's one of the things that I think is really necessary to do. And that's where I just feel like the Democrats have lost their right to do that investigation. We're never going to get to the bottom of what actually happened. And we're never actually going to be able to fix it unless we know everything that did happen.
Last thing.
If the same people were in there, I'm going to quote Roger Daltrey from The Who. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. You know, it's you know, that's what we're going to be facing.
All right, I want to ask you this because I've been calling this out for weeks. And I'll even start with the Charlie Kirk. Anyone who reveled in his murder, that's grotesque. Mm. That's vile. That's evil. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you didn't agree with him politically. This is a young man, husband, a father. And if you took joy in that, you need to look in the mirror. At the same time, when the President of the United States is retweeting or putting up on social and giving credibility to a raving psychotic lunatic in Vance Belter and somehow picking up on Belter's manifesto and suggesting that Tim Walz told him to go kill Melissa Hortman, I think that's equally vile and disgusting. Can you react to the president specifically with his bully pulpit profiling something which has no credibility and is awful?
Vance Belter is, he's not going to meet the legal definition of insane, but he's crazy. He is, I mean, this guy is off the charts nuts. And I don't believe that anybody induced him to do any of this stuff. I think he invented all of this stuff. And I feel, again, the same way I do about Ms. Good's family, about the Hortman family. Dealing with that loss of your parents and with your dad, your mom dying and your dad getting shot is difficult enough that we don't need to be making political hay over this sort of thing. And I just honestly just wish, you know, the temperature would just be go down. I am just frankly just so And I know you've said the same thing, and I've heard you say this before, Chad, that Minnesota is an international clown show right now. And I have had numerous clients that I've represented internationally that will send me texts and emails and say, what is happening with your state?
Yeah, it's fair, but let me just button up. The president absolutely should not be profiling this in any way, correct?
I think no. I think that it's not helpful, and I honestly I think that it's one of these things where we should not be reveling in anybody's death or serious bodily injury like this. And I do not believe that Tim Walz had anything to do with the attack on the Hortons.
I knew you would meet that moment. Sadly, many of your opponents are not, and it's ridiculous. Thank you, sir. You know we'll reach out again soon. Be safe.
You bet. You do. Thanks
Chris Maddle, once again, answering questions. What a crazy concept. More people need to do that. You know what else more people need to do? They need to go to AquariusHomeServices.com. Again, AquariusHomeServices.com. What? I mean, two great deals right now. Take advantage of both. First of all, for the Kinetico drinking water system, which, again, I started my day with it today. How about no payments? No interest for 6 months. You're not paying until summer, and you get that great Kinetico drinking water system. Then, how about you look at that furnace and the air conditioner, and you say, I'm rubbing my chin here. I wish I had more of a chin, too. I do wish we had more of a chin. Why don't I get a new furnace and air conditioner? I can get that from AquariusHomeServices.com. The same thing. No payments, no interest for 6 months. Earning the right to be recommended, Minnesota company since 1987. I'm a customer since 1993. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.